Esoteriki pod lupą eksperta. Podcast.
The new King 2 will come in three different guises. Basic one here, King 2, summer cover, organizer, spare cover. It has a height adjustable headrest, but the headrest adjustment is from the back. Yes, this is the basic model. Performance chest pads, but not the high performance. The adjustment of the headrest is not difficult. If we look at that, I'll show you the differences between the model. So on the LS version, LS is light and sound. Firstly, the headrest to adjust, press down, pull up. So unlike the original King, where some people found it easy, some difficult, much
you've
easier.
Broken something.
Yeah, exactly. So you can see it's got those same kind of chest pads to reduce friction. This time with the child in the seat. So with the child in the seat, we pull, sound and light tells us when we hit harness tension. With a real child, we would now need to make sure that take the Western slack out and manually do it twice would be the best plan. Obviously with the ATS, that will do it automatically. Mm-hmm. So we can get good tension. Let's have a look at the installation. Much easier to open than the original thing. Because remember before you had to lift and pull, this one, either side, you have the button. Slide it up and the shell will just come forward. Several stand positions because sometimes the space in the car to the front seat is not optimal. So we can have it in this position, obviously to give you a bit more room. The belt pass pretty clean, you just follow the red guide with both belts. You don't need to really pull it in tightly, just make sure there's no slack. So just take the slack away, belt in place. The tension is automatic, okay, so if you remember on the King Plus, there was a whole sophisticated mechanism here. Instead, these two extruded beams are going to compress the belt down into that corner. So it's going to do two things. It's going to tension it, but it's also going to lock it off at the same time. So nothing for the parent to remember, another clamp or anything like that. So taking it up, just flip the... All I'm doing is pressing on that little handle there to lift the bar. Down it goes. Yep, so I haven't tried very hard. Let's just go back. Do that one more time. It's about to be caught around the vehicle seat here. You notice on King sometimes you had to close it. Well, that one you can just very easily close. Diagonal belt ends up just in the top guide at the top. I've been fairly gentle with this because it's a SLS model. But you can see with that little effort, I've actually got quite a nice installation. About the same resistance as standard lock-off. Like Evolver, yep. The tighter you install the seat, the more resistant to slide. But also remembering these are models, not the finished item. So it's just a guide rather than a lock-off, because it's reacting like top tether, it's holding the seat at the top. So I'd say the only real differences between those two are the chest pad, the no light system. But this will be the product for the kind of entry level. Simple, straightforward, but with the benefits of tensioning, but none of the upper features, let's say. So, whole new range of kid models, starting with XP6, which is now available. Yeah, this version they will gradually phase in and phase out by the early part of next year. So, the 6 model really was listening to what parents had said about this one here. They like it, but it's too big. Simple. So we've made it so it's deployable.
Only in one side?
Yeah, so you've got it on both sides, but you can deploy one side if you've got nothing in the car. Yeah. But also if you had another child seat next to it, maybe you wind both up, quite possible.
But if you have a small car...
Yeah. Both sides. So it works, you'll see on here, this is an example here. If you wind it out, when you have the collision or intrusion, it will compress into the seat. As it reaches this point, it brings the side impact internally online that then pushes the child away from the axle. So it develops the same value as that one, but in a more convenient package, to be honest, which is really good. You've seen the XP pad, I think, already, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the real true value of that is nothing has changed in Group 2, 3 for children forever. Most crashes from front, so we want to protect them best we can. If you look at any of those crash test films, Group 2, 3, it looks horrible, doesn't it? Shoulder retained, neck rotates, and chin goes into the chest. So by having such a compressible material, you take away the chest compression in the accident, or reduce it significantly, And as the head rotates and the chin goes down, it dampens the effect on the neck. So you reduce the actual neck load by about 30%. And you can work it out for yourself in a very simple way. You sit straight upright, push your shin into your chest, you can feel just under that your neck stretching. Put your hand there and do the same, it goes away. But that will do it with a dampening effect of the material. You can see it more clearly if you hold a XP pad.
These effects
are about to get exposed to group 2-3 at Urenka. They are extremely interested in this range of seats. And some of the design work with this product, particularly the belt guide, was collaboration work with Mercedes. Because they want to ensure that if they are exposed to NCAP, there is not an opportunity for the diagonal belt to become misplaced on the channel. So you can see a much closer working relationship between ourselves and the OEMs. It doesn't do it justice. We didn't have enough Q3s to go around. So with the rigid system, we've got all the benefits of ISOFIX, side impact and front impact. What we've done on the SL models to give a different price point, different entry, different routes to sale, so all channels can have those, we've used the American soft latch system on two models. Mm-hmm. Yep. The sixth version, you can see if you look from the front here, has a cushion on the side. Mm-hmm. It's detachable and will install on the other side. So you have one cushion. So you've achieved that, but without so much panache.
Second is four, I'm sorry.
Yeah, someone will want two. They could have had one of those, but they didn't like this one. So the latches are attached to soft latch as a header. But it's also attached to the adjuster strap at the front of the seat. So you deploy them, hold the base, pull the ring, and it'll just pull it back in. So you get the same frontal benefits. Yeah, the seat's attached to the car, no load on the child. But obviously, rigid system is better in siding. So the SICK version, the ISOFIT version, and finally a belted version of both.
Belt anything.
The other thing, obviously, we've tried to address there is a much more open design for the booster base. So when the children, as they do at that age, wear the seatbelt themselves, there is less risk of misrouting over booster wings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's really nice. I used one for my nephew a couple of weekends ago. They live about 3 hours from where we live. I had to take him back to Nottingham. And his first observation was, why is it pink? Not my choice, that's what they gave me. And the second, when he got in there, he said, why can't I have two pads? Because he'd immediately associated it with comfort and safety. I said nothing, four-year-old, I like this. So I think the ultimate choice, really. Interesting, Scandinavian market, as you know, they don't have a problem with feet position or angles. But when you expose this to the rest of Europe, some people get concerned and worried and, you know, like, oh, 4 years, you sure? You know. So we've given the consumer the choice, really. Starting with a newborn mode, or zero plus mode, you can see on the side of the seat there, there's your first category, 0 to 13 kilograms, 9 to 18. So when it comes out of the box, it's already set in the newborn mode. Yeah. So we can install it into the car. If we press the button at the back there, we can turn it to face us to put the child into the seat, but we cannot accidentally put it forward facing. When we're in the rear facing position, we've got three optional seat positions. Yeah. As the child gets older, obviously we're going to change it into group one. Press, slide. It will only rotate in its most reclined or most upright. Okay, so just one to remember. Press the button, now we can rotate it to put the child in, or indeed rotate it to be forward facing. It's so simple to do, you know, the demonstration took a little bit of time. I think parents, another limitation for extended rear facing is often the size of the car. Yeah. And it's only normally a problem when the family all go out together. Yeah, so if you think of a Golf, VW Golf, the front seat has to be quite a long way forward. Yeah. So maybe if it's mum and baby in the car most of the week, they have it rearward facing. When they go as a family, maybe they switch it. When taller dad gets into the front. It just gives people the option and the choice and the flexibility.
Rear facing seats are kind of new for this part of Europe.
but they are not new for us. In Scandinavia, we have close to 60% market share. So we have this expertise. We're just opening this up for consumers in countries where wheel facing is not popular or was not popular until this point.
Yeah. Foteliki pod lupą eksperta. Podcast.